This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Another mass shooting. This one leaves seven people dead in Colorado, including the suspected shooter. The AP's Julie Walker on Sunday's tragedy.
It happened at a birthday party just after midnight at a mobile home park in Colorado Springs. Police say the suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a female victim at the party, which was attended by friends, family, and children. He walked inside and opened fire before shooting himself. The birthday party was for one of the people killed. Police say the children were not hurt. It was Colorado's worst mass shooting this year since a gunman killed 10 people at a Boulder supermarket in March.
That pipeline that carries almost half of the gasoline used on the East Coast is still shut down. Two people close to the investigation into the cyber extortion attempt tell us it was carried out by a criminal group known as DarkSide. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
There's a scramble going on, not only to fix the pipeline, but also to substitute other means of getting supply to those regions.
Israeli police firing rubber-coated bullets clashed with Palestinian stone-throwers at a Jerusalem holy site this morning. AP correspondent Ilan Ben-Zion is in Jerusalem.
There were reports from the police that Palestinian protesters were throwing rocks towards one of the roads that goes just around the old city walls. Police then responded with tear gas canisters and stun grenades in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, some of which were landing inside the mosque itself.
Palestinian medics say hundreds of Palestinians have been injured. China's rocket booster burned up over the Indian Ocean over the weekend. NASA's administrator accused Beijing of being careless, allowing its rocket to fall to Earth. Beijing complains it's being unfairly targeted. This is AP News. Germany has honored a 21-year-old who was executed by the Nazis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this.
Germany is commemorating the 100th birthday of Sophie Scholl, a young woman who became an icon for her role in the anti-fascist White Rose Resistance Group. Scholl and other group members were arrested in 1943 after scattering leaflets critical of Adolf Hitler's regime and the war, from a balcony at the University of Munich. She and her brother Hans were executed 4 days later after refusing to apologize. The group's story, including the Scholl siblings' gradual awareness and then rejection of the horrors of National Socialist ideology and militarism, has become a staple of history lessons in German schools. It's been regularly dramatized in films, plays, and even an Instagram account. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.